USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's looking forward to Attorney General William Barr declassifying documents related to the start of the Russia investigation.
So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the President of the United States.
The President speaking to reporters before heading off to Japan in Air Force One. Jake Patterson, the man who pleaded guilty to killing James and Denise Kloss and kidnapping their 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, faced sentencing on Friday. Judge James Babler ordered Patterson to spend the rest of his life in prison.
You are the embodiment of evil, and the public can only be safe if you are incarcerated until you die.
Patterson was sentenced to two life sentences and 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
As expected, Alabama's abortion law is being challenged in court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Several abortion rights groups, the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, filing a lawsuit Friday morning saying the law is unconstitutional. Supporters of it say bring it on. They want it to be challenged so they can eventually take on Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court. As it stands, the near-total abortion ban charges any doctor who performs an abortion with a felony unless the mother's life is in danger, and there are no exceptions for victims of rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A $19 billion disaster aid bill is on hold until early June. The Senate passed a compromise measure late Thursday and it sent it to the House. However, House members already had departed for a one-week recess, and the House tried to pass it with only a handful of members present in a so-called unanimous vote, but Texas Republican Chip Roy squashed that idea. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Science, technology, engineering, and math are becoming very popular among K-12 students all across the country. Take this example. The federal government is offering a $1.45 million grant to lure University of Pacific students majoring in STEM to teach at schools where there's a shortage of STEM teachers. Matthew Stanley is a professor of history of science at New York University's Gatlin School of Individualized Study. He says science is certainly becoming more popular these days.
Well, it's true that, you know, we're nowadays sort of tech culture and geek culture is popular in a way. It certainly never was when I was younger, not that I'm bitter. I think there's an important distinction between the appeal of technology that's very widespread now and science per se. So I still get a lot of students who come to me and say, well, I'm just no good at science or I don't like science. And what they mean by that is in third grade they had a bad science teacher or their seventh grade teacher told them they weren't good at science. So there's this sort of it's okay to talk about not liking science in a way that's not always true for other subjects too. So that's something I think we really have to work on is literally just to make it okay to be passionate about science.
For more, make sure you check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.